They pre-announced earlier the quarter that things were doing better than anticipated, but they even topped that pre-announcement. And of course, guidance was better than people had expected. And I think people anticipating this is going to continue for several quarters. So they're on a nice little run here.
Okay, so what are you seeing in terms of valuations with the share price bouncing like this?
Well, it's getting a little fully valued at this point based on what we're seeing today, but I think a lot of folks are anticipating what's going to happen when they turn the corner next year. One of the problems they've been struggling with is under the previous CEO, they ignored the tablet market, and that came to bite them a bit. And so when Brian took over, the new CEO, back in May of last year, they had a shift in strategy and said, we need to be in this business. We're not really there yet, so let's throw some parts at it to open up the channel, get the relationships with the tablet OEMs going. It's going to cost us money. So you've got that playing out now. They've got kind of a contra revenue, kind of a pressure on their top line based on the products they're giving, pretty much giving away to the tablet market. That will reverse itself beginning of next year. I think everybody's starting to anticipate you're going to see a nice little pop in financial performance when that occurs.
Yeah, Ed, you cover INTC, but there's a lot of chatter going on about what Janet Yellen, the Fed chair, had to say overnight in that report, not so much in the testimony, but in the report about the stretched valuations of new economy stocks, even after the sell-down we've seen. I want to ask you two questions. One, what do you think of that? And B, Intel, you can make a case it's one of the original old economy or new economy stocks with long legs. Any impact at all, do you think?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of concern overall in the market that we're getting fully valued overall. There's been a cheap money policy in the U.S. that's been flooding the market with cash, and that's starting to pull back. The Fed's even said they're going to cut it off at the end of the year. And so you're now getting to the point where wondering, should I take my profits? You're getting a little bit jittery. You're right. Intel is one of the originals. In fact, one of the interesting parts of this report is they took a big step to admitting they're no longer a growth company, that they're going to become a cash repatriation company. And this is a theme that is starting to hit a lot of the, what I would call, old school semiconductor companies. Started with Texas Instruments 2 years ago. You saw Broadcom lean that way. Intel says, look, we're going to give a lot of our cash back to you guys. We don't have that much use for it anymore. They basically said, we're going to give away our bank account until we get to net cash zero. So to me, the real shocker of this is that you're seeing one of the crown jewels of the tech revolution and royalty and semiconductors saying, tech growth is over for us guys. We're going to start repatriating cash. We're a public utility company. Well, maybe not public.
Yeah. We got nothing better to do with the money. This doesn't sound good.
Yeah, no, that doesn't sound good at all. Very different to Apple's policy, though. You'd
Absolutely.
have to say, isn't it? Completely the opposite. But
Right.
Edward, look, as someone that follows these stocks, the internet sector as a whole, how much we want to know this. Martin and I have been asking our viewers this today. How much attention should we be putting on Janet Yellen's comments? I mean, this has been a big concern out there. We saw the sell-off overnight on the back of that commentary that came out from Janet Yellen. How much attention are you putting on that?
Well, we actually don't put as much on as most general market would, primarily because in the tech sector specifically, you're dealing with what traditionally been growth companies that grew through a lot of even the weakness in the economy. The problem I think people are facing now is that tech is pretty old, long in the tooth now. You're almost approaching 20 years. These markets, these companies have matured. And as shocking as it sounded that we don't have anything better to do with the money, you've already heard companies, TI came out and said that 2 years ago. They said, look, we're a cash machine. We're just going to give it all to you guys because our growth prospects are limited. And you're going to see more and more of what we used to consider the icons of tech growth saying that. Internet is a bit different. Social media is a bit different. You're still dealing with very small companies with great growth prospects. So that's where a lot of the tech growth money will wind up going. But there's no law that says this lasts forever, guys, and it's not going to. Eventually, you're going to get to Intel's going to be the IBM of the space, right?